All right, everybody. It's time. What time is it, Shelley?
It's time for a dumpster fire.
It's time for a dumpster fire!
God, I hate the sound of that when you do that.
Well, the dumpster fire thing is... Why do I look so much higher than you?
Because I wasn't, like, talking really loud.
Because you weren't really talking. So, what are we dumpster firing about?
I thought you wanted a dumpster fire about the Bourdain situation.
I do. So, for those that are Narcotics Anonymous folk, it talks about that you have to really be careful about alcohol. Now, we know that Anthony Bourdain got sober from cocaine. Well, first he got sober from heroin, and then he was doing cocaine because it helped him, you know, or he thought it helped him, you know, have more energy. But he quit that. Yet he continued to drink. And, you know, you mentioned on the show we just did on amendments how it's very tough for chefs because, you know, explain that again.
They frequently cook with alcohol and they have to, you can't serve a dish that you haven't tasted. You can't serve, like, if you make a pot of spaghetti sauce or whatever, and your spaghetti sauce has, like, burgundy wine in it, you can't, or even if it doesn't, I mean, no matter what you cook, you have to taste the end product before you plate it. I mean, you can't
have your sous chef do it?
If you're the chef and you want to put your name on that food, you better be tasting it.
Now, in the last, I don't know, 15 years or something that he's been doing his show, I wasn't aware that he ever cooked on that show.
No, but I'm not talking about the show. I mean, he was a chef long before then. I mean...
Right. Well, my thing is, and certainly not to take anything away from his death, because, you know, he hung himself for whatever reason, and I don't think that reason is clear.
He battled depression for a long time.
And see, now that's where I'm going with this. So he's battled depression for a long time. The article that I read in Psychology Today was talking about how he was justifying his drinking. And we know in program, you know, a substance is a substance is a substance. And I had mentioned to you, I wonder if he had ever possibly gone back to doing anything else. And, you know, the depression was a result of guilt. Now, we don't know that, and we probably never will know that. I think on a suicide like that, I doubt they're going to do a toxicology report.
Oh, they probably will.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows? By the time this comes out, I may be like a complete moron, or maybe I'll be vindicated. But my thing is, and trust me, I don't suffer from depression. Shelley has suffered from depression.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't sound like imbibing a depressant is good for someone who's suffering from depression.
Yes, it is.
So taking a drug that's a depressant is good for people that are depressed?
Alcohol helps.
Crying in your beer?
Alcohol helps alleviate those feelings. I don't know how it works, but it did.
Well, yeah, you get hammered enough, it's going to alleviate every feeling.
No, it's not even necessarily that, because I always wanted to drink to get to a certain level, that ease and comfort is what they talk about in the book.
Right.
The intention was never to end up with my head in the toilet. That was just the end result.
Well, and Bourdain actually was one who, according to this article in Psychology Today, had admitted, at least in his interview, or I don't know, I was thinking it was an interview, but maybe it wasn't. But he had admitted that he often drinks too much. And, you know, as an addict alcoholic who did not believe I was an alcoholic when I first got sober, I thought I had a little problem with coke. Well, I knew I had a big problem with cocaine. And I didn't want to admit I was an alcoholic. And it reminds me of... You know, I still go back to the drug is a drug is a drug. And it's like, I saw someone on Instagram, I think it was, and they're like, oh, he was my hero in recovery. And I'm like, he's still drinking. You know, how does the guy that's still drinking become your hero in recovery?
Yeah, I mean, I get where the question comes in, although the alcohol may or may not have played. Oh, the dogs are going again.
It's okay. The dogs are dumpster firing, too. I just put the microphone by Billy, and Billy was dumpster firing right there. Wow. Look at the mixing board. Yeah. Billy spiked our volume there. So
I get the alcohol may or may not have played a part in suicidal depression for him. The thing is that when you people that are alcoholics and addicts, many of us have mental issues.
Yes.
And the drugs and alcohol help medicate those issues. We're self-medicating.
Yes.
And the alcohol may not have actually played a part in that, or it could have been one of the main reasons if he could not stop doing what he was doing, and that may have triggered that round of it. But on the other hand, I also understand, having gone through it in sobriety, and it's not necessarily so much a desire to die, and I've said this before, as it is a desire to simply not be there.
Feel?
It's not even feel. It's just that you're in so much pain, you just don't, I don't want to be here anymore. And the desire to actually die, the permanent solution, is not really what you're thinking about. It's just you need to leave. And there's no destination in mind.
Now, because I don't know this, was he on meds?
I don't know.
Because, you know, when you talk about alcohol as being the self-medicator, it sounds like if that's true, then he's probably not on meds. But my feeling is, with alcoholics and addicts, if you continue to do, I mean, plenty of alcoholics die because they've been drinking and they get very depressed as a result of that and commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say, if you're going to be sober off everything. And, you know, and I get what you're saying about the, he has to, you know, taste his food that he cooks with alcohol or whatever. And maybe I'm being too easy on this, but we discussed this before when we did shows where we were talking about people that cook with booze, mm-hmm. and how there are other substances you can use that mimic many of the same effects, right?
Yes, but for a world-class chef in a world-class restaurant, no.
But for a guy that's doing a travel show where he's merely tasting food in all these different... And a cool show. I mean, he won a couple of Emmys.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't sound like that was the driving force anymore.
No, but in the beginning it would have been, so that would have just carried on. I mean, he's been a chef for a long time.
Well, yeah.
He only started doing television shows in the latter part of his career.
I don't know. I guess for me, I have a really hard time justifying it for someone saying, who's an alcoholic addict.
I'm not saying I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying I can see why he would say, well, I need to give up heroin and cocaine, but as part of his job, he is doing this. I mean, I can see why it
was
a little bit more
difficult.
Doesn't
he have people like sous chefs and stuff that could taste it? He has to be the one that tastes it?
If you're going to put your name on it and you're a world-class chef, you absolutely will.
So the sous chefs don't really do anything. I know that when I've watched, and believe me, and I'm no culinary genius, but I've watched Iron Chef, and you know, the sous chefs are doing a lot of the stuff you know, in a chef's kitchen. A lot of the stuff, it just seems like if I'm an alcoholic addict and I feel like the food's got to be tasted before it's sent out there, you've got guys that you are trusting to do a lion's share of your work when you're cooking, and one of these guys couldn't taste it? I don't know.
Well, you're not a chef, so you won't know.
I am not a chef, so I won't know, but I'm not justifying it either.
You make a mean egg a waffle, though.
Recovery 101 Radio is a program based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more like going to coffee afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. We used to suffer from insanity. Now we enjoy it. Find us at recovery101.net.